18 minutes or less, game-changing insights in retail from Orange Label, the leading response marketing agency for established brands that are driven by a fearless entrepreneurial mindset.
Hey, it's Gina again, coming at you with the second segment of our Clicks vs. Bricks series. This time, we're talking about one of the biggest feuds in the history of online shopping, but arguably one of the bigger points of controversy for digital marketers. And for reference, I'm putting feuds in air quotes. You'll find out why later. When it comes to online shopping, do people prefer mobile or desktop? We took it to the streets to discuss this topic with some online shoppers. Before we get into it, I'm going to share a quick anecdote. If you follow the Orange Label blog, you're already aware that I personally prefer shopping on a desktop computer. Yes, I actually own a desktop, not a laptop, not a tablet, a desktop. And I love my desktop. So when I read a 2016 Comscore report highlighting the steady decline in desktop usage over the past 4 years, my heart sank a little. Sure, mobile shopping is convenient, but it can also mean slower load times, clunky UX, and don't even get me started on the tiny screens. Okay, so maybe I'm biased, but I can't be the only person in the world who prefers shopping on my desktop to shopping on mobile, right? You may have just sensed a little apprehension in my voice, and that's because everywhere you look, there seems to be a new article on the overwhelming popularity of mobile shopping. In fact, Goldman Sachs estimates worldwide consumer spending via mobile will jump to $626 billion in 2018. So, should we desktop users just throw our hands up and call this one in favor of mobile? Before we read the verdict, let's hear what the people have to say about it. Quick note, when we refer to desktops, we are also including laptops in this category. Also, these interviews took place in a variety of locations, which may affect sound quality. To paint a fuller picture, we interviewed a diverse group of people that included a mom in her 30s, an intern in his early 20s, an art student in his early 30s, a musician in his 40s, and a young professional in her mid-20s. We sort of threw etiquette to the wind and started things off with a pretty personal question. What's the last thing you purchased online?
Probably diapers, honestly.
I ordered a glass baking dish off Amazon to make brownies.
Whether you're in need of a baking tin for some spur-of-the-moment brownies or diapers for your child, online shops are always open when you need them, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And what else do we carry 24 hours, 7 days a week? Our phones. I mean, take a look around and count the first 5 items in front of you. Chances are your phone is right up there with your car keys and your wallet. But how big a role does mobile actually play in online shopping?
I shop more often on my phone because I'm on the go more, or even if I'm just sitting on the couch, like I'm just sitting there and I don't want to get up because I'm lazy. It's more convenient.
I could do without mobile because I don't use it that much shopping, but just like I said, in those rare instances, I want to be able to just have easy access.
Only for, say, getting food or something delivered or things like that.
I don't make online purchases on my phone ever. I don't know why. I just feel like I can't fully know what I'm actually buying for some reason.
Mobile is like that friend who is always ready to hang out with you and watch a movie, and they might even bring pizza. But the more people we interviewed, the more we realized there are definitely some hesitations when it comes to mobile shopping.
I don't know, because I'm old, so I still don't trust things, and I, like, someone's gonna get my password.
I like purchasing things on my laptop versus my phone. It's just easier for me, and sometimes I feel weird putting in my credit card information on my phone.
For some reason, I think phones are easier to break in or break through than laptops. And I know that might just be a false determination, but I don't know. For some reason, I just think that way, and I can't tell you why.
Something really interesting is happening here. When people are out and about or feeling lazy, mobile is their go-to for browsing. Now, there could be a number of reasons for this, but security, or lack thereof, seems to be a major obstacle in the mobile buying cycle. It seems like when all is said and done, and the checkout page is beckoning, these shoppers just can't bring themselves to complete a major purchase on mobile.
On mobile, I do tend to browse more, so I don't always purchase as often. Whereas if I'm on desktop, I'm usually a little bit more focused in what I'm doing because I have a purpose in what I'm doing.
It's true that there is something special about sitting at a desk and making a purchase. Desktop shopping requires intention. We sit down, we inspect, and we make the purchase. There's a sort of ritual behind it that makes our online shopping insecurities disappear.
It's like the formality of sitting in a chair and sitting up and like being at a desk rather than laying on my couch or, you know, anything like that. I don't online shop much at all. So it's an experience.
If I'm in a situation where I'm going to be shopping, I'll be at home and it'll be more comfortable just to sit at my desk, having a nice chair to sit in and a full desk of space to work with and full size keyboard to type things out.
It's easier for me to, if I'm looking at something on my laptop, because a lot of times I'll research products and look at different websites or reviews so I can have multiple tabs open easily on my laptop, which is sometimes more difficult on my phone.
Comfort, ease of use, and security are all factors that go into the shopping experience. And it's clear that, both separately and together, mobile and desktop platforms play valuable roles in the buying cycle.
I think of them as two separate tools in your life. I feel that a desktop is your workstation and your phone is like your like utility belt or something. When you're out and about and you need something, your phone is there.
I think they can coexist. I don't think, I know for years people were predicting the death of desktops when smartphones were coming around. I don't think that's the case. I think they can coexist.
I think it's important to have both because again, I think both are still being used. You know, most shoppers who have big money to spend are people who are working desk jobs, or at least a lot of them are. So I think desktop still has a role and a place because some people are stuck at their desks for 8 or 9 hours a day and they're looking for a distraction from their job, and shopping's a great one to do that. But I mean, everything really happens on mobile. You know, the ideas for me of when I want to buy something, I usually get it from mobile first. And then later when I make the decision, I might buy it on desktop or I might buy it on my phone based on what I need to do.
I have to say, I'm a little surprised. Here I was thinking I was the only person in the universe who preferred shopping on my desktop. And lo and behold, all 6 of the people we interviewed named desktop as their preferred method of online retail. And while security seems to be a trending hesitation on mobile, people couldn't really answer why they were so afraid. In fact, many acknowledged that there was no logical reason to fear hacking on mobile more than desktop. But maybe this makes sense. Because shopping is more than a financial investment, it's also personal. It can be an emotional experience, and sometimes, well, a lot of the time, emotion trumps logic. This brings us to our sum up, or the one major takeaway you can take from this podcast episode. To get to the bottom of this debate, maybe we need to approach it with an entirely new frame of mind. While we may see headlines predicting the decline of desktop and the rise of mobile, the truth is, neither of these platforms are going anywhere. They are both precious commodities that appeal to different people for different reasons. Computers drive conversions with their large screens, user-friendly design, and perceived security. Mobile wins the popularity contest because of its convenience and portability. While we're wasting time pointing out flaws and picking sides, we could be figuring out a way to better bring the best of both worlds together. In the end, it really isn't that complicated. Retail 101 has always told us that customers come first. And as you heard in our interviews, shoppers are engaged throughout the buying cycle on both mobile and desktop platforms. Knowing this, effective response marketing must leverage both and strategically guide customers to purchase regardless of their preferred platform. Thank you for listening to The 19, Clicks vs. Bricks Part 2. Desktop or mobile, whose site are you on? If you have additional thoughts on this topic, please share them with us. Visit our website, orangelabeladvertising.com, and contact us. And be sure to tune in for our next episode of Clicks vs. Bricks, covering pricing in-store and online.
This was The 19, brought to you by Orange Label. If you're interested in more retail response marketing, visit our blog and subscribe to our content, where we share our response marketing expertise on current retail industry topics. Visit orangelabeladvertising.com for all of the details.